This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Dear all, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace and salutations be upon Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters, my dear fathers and mothers, each and every one of us is looking for the formula of happiness. We all want to be happy. Nobody gets up one day and says, let me take the formula of depression. I've spent countless years happy. I need a change. Nobody says that. Everybody wants happiness. And if we look at those who spoke about happiness, we find that some of them said that happiness was in the attainment of financial standing or material well-being. And some of them said happiness was in the attainment of many children, for example. Some of them said happiness was in having a handsome or pretty spouse. But if we really research those who got what they wanted and thought was happiness, we find that they never really attained the formula of happiness. They might have attained a portion of what gains happiness, but in terms of attaining happiness and its formula in its totality, then they did not most definitely attain it. And they would testify to this themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his book, given that Islam is a complete way of life and has taught us everything good and warned us against everything bad, has indeed taught us the formula of happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Listen to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for the one who does good deeds from both the males and the females, and they are believers, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, then for them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a resilient life, a happy life, a fulfilling life. And the prize of living a life full of good deeds is not restricted to happiness in this world. Rather, it follows on into that which is known as the perpetual life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those happy both in this world as well as the hereafter. Ameen. So this here, O servants of Allah, is the formula of happiness. The formula of happiness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spelt it out for us. Happiness is attained by declaring the oneness of Allah and accepting the prophecy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and living a life of good deeds, maintaining the do's and staying away from the don'ts. The do's as taught to us by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and revealed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the don'ts as taught to us by our sharia as well. A person who treads this path and looks after this life will have that happy life that each and every one aspires to have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the happy. Ameen. In retrospect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shares with us the formula of depression. Now, I know we're not looking for it. Nobody wants to take the formula of depression. But let's hear what the formula of depression is, and let's ask ourselves, are we actually taking it without realizing it? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about depression? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى, that the one who follows my guidance, they will never ever complain, nor will they go astray, nor will they go or become depressed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. But as for the one who leaves my remembrance, leaves the teachings of the Qur'an, leaves his salah, is not diligent with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is in store for them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَى. Then for that person is a narrow life, a restricted life, a depressing life. Subhanallah. Clear cut. Depression is the net result of leaving the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning leaving the teachings of the Sharia. It's like how we tell our children, if you study, you will pass. And if you don't study, you will fail. Right? It's clear cut equation. Work hard equals success. Lack diligence equals failure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spells it out for us very clearly here. Leave the remembrance of Allah, leave the teachings of the Sharia, and your life will be a life of depression. And it does not end here. The depression is not restricted to the sphere and atmosphere of this life that we live in. Rather, it will move on for this person to the perpetual life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. This person will be raised blind on the day of Qiyamah. And this person will be shocked at his state on the day of Qiyamah. And will turn to Allah and say, رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. Oh my Rabb, why have you resurrected me blind? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. But I used to tread the life of the previous world, of the previous life, the world that I used to live in, whilst I could see. Allah will respond and say, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا. Just as our signs used to come to you, our ayat, our messengers, our reminders, everything that was from our signs, just as they came to you, فَنَسِيتَهَا. But you chose to forget them. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Thus today you will be forgotten. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. What will be the state of this person, really, on the day of Qiyamah, when he finds himself or herself in this particular situation? So this indeed is depression. And it's important that we set our paradigms right and understand what dictates depression and what dictates happiness. Some of us live a life doing that of depression and we think we're happy, subhanallah. We think we're happy, subhanallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from a great shock on the day of Qiyamah. So the formula of happiness is belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accepting the prophecy of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and doing good deeds. وَأَحْسِن كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do good as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did good to you. لا إله إلا الله. Do good, speak good, listen to good, be with others within the realm of goodness, and let them remember you as a good person because you lived a life of goodness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the happy, not only in this world, but the next. And not only happy, but from amongst the most happy when he grants us Jannah with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshaAllah, the highest Jannah, that known as Al-Firdaus. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon all able. Dear viewers, Islam is not just a religion, but a complete way of life. Islam came to teach us everything we need to know. There was nothing good except that Islam taught us about it. And there was nothing bad except that Islam warned us against it. And it is with this introduction that it's not strange that Islam taught us about the importance of good friends. It's not strange at all. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to his companions about this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his book speaks about this as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. He addresses the believers. He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who believe. And as the companions of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, whenever we read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we come across this particular ayah, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, where God Almighty is addressing the believers, then immediately you as a believer should pay attention, should open your ears and open your eyes and be upright and be prepared to listen to what comes next. For after this particular statement is either a command towards something, and a command necessitates obligation, or a command against something. So what has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the believers in this particular ayah? He says, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. He says, ensure that you choose a truthful friend circle. You remain with those that are truthful. Now, for those who ponder over this ayah, in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we see clearly an instruction towards choosing a good friend circle. Because a praiseworthy friend circle is that friend circle that has honest, truthful people in it. So this is the first point. The second point is what we find in the Sunnah, where our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam shared with us a wonderful parable, a wonderful analogy. He told his companions sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the example of a person who has a good friend is like a person who has a friend that sells perfume. When you go visit this perfume seller and you remain in his company, then it just may be that he is so generous and he offers you a bottle of perfume. Thus you benefit from him in a big way. And if he's not that generous, then he would take out some of his own perfume and offer you to use some. Thus you have still benefited. It might not be equal to the benefit in the first circumstance, however, you have still benefited and you still would have the ability to smell nice. And if he's not that generous, then by just visiting him and being in his company and being in the surroundings of this perfume shop, then at least the scent of the shop will rub onto your clothes. And when you leave this place, whoever meets you will know where you came from. Why? Because you have still benefited from this environment, even if there was no real, tangible, physical benefit in the form of you receiving a gift in the form of perfume or you being offered some perfume to use. Just remaining in that environment had a good effect on you. So this is the example of a person who has a good friend. If you remain in a good friend circle, then you stand to either benefit in a big way or benefit in a slightly lesser way, or just benefit in merely being in that particular friend circle. Why? Because that good friend circle are people who encourage truthfulness. They encourage you to remember the hereafter. They encourage you to remember good values and that which Islam has taught. And even if they don't instruct you directly, then it just may be that the content of discussion within that circle are these points, and by the way, you benefited from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us a good friend circle. Then our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on and he described an evil friend circle and the evil effects of having bad company. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that a person who engages in having friends who are evil and have bad character and bad qualities, then he is like a person who takes a friend who is an iron smelter. His job is to spend his day by the blast furnace smelting iron. When you go visit this friend, if you're very close to him and you're standing close to the blast furnace, then what will happen? A spark will come out of this furnace and burn your clothes. Thus you have lost in a great way. And if you decide to be careful, you say, look, I know that these are dangerous waters that I'm treading here. I will still visit this friend, but I will stay far away from the blast furnace. Then in this circumstance, we are taught that the black smoke will attach itself to our clothes and our pure clothes will become spoiled. So our clothes have not become burnt, however, they have become spoiled. And if you say, look, I know this is bad company, but I will still engage in attending the gatherings of this particular company. However, I will be extremely cautious. I will stand by the door, for example. Then we are taught that if you visit your friend who smells iron and you stand right at the entrance of his presence, then understand that the fumes and toxins in the air will be breathed by you by default. You have to breathe. These fumes will be breathed and you still stand to lose. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that having a bad friend circle entails loss, either in a big way or in a small way, but the net result is loss. The net result is harm. And this is a message to all our parents, to speak to our children, to guide them with regards to this all-important concept of choosing good friends. For our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi," that a person is upon the way of his or her friend. This is the short message I leave you with. I pray it's beneficial. Everything correct said is from God Almighty and He's perfect. And any mistakes are from myself and Shaytan. And I seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. I love you all for the sake of Allah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.